This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And we begin with a disturbing announcement from the brutal men responsible for kidnappings, mass slaughters, and the terrorizing of people in northern Nigeria.
We announce our allegiance to the Caliph of the Muslims and will hear and obey in times of difficulty and prosperity, in hardship and ease, and to endure being discriminated against, and not to challenge those who are in power except in the case of clear-cut infidelity.
Through an interpreter, the leader of Boko Haram, Abu Bakr Shekau, posted this video on Twitter to purportedly claim an alliance with the terrorists of ISIS in this self-proclaimed Islamic unity of purpose. Such a claim is easy to make in the era of Twitter and Facebook. So before we look at the rest of the news this hour, and it is not all about terrorists, thankfully, we are going to explore whether this consolidation by ISIS and other terror groups means a real alliance, or is it just an exercise in terrorist branding in our time? We want to put the question to Ryan Cummings, chief Africa analyst for Red 24, a crisis management company that's been following Boko Haram since 2011. Welcome, Ryan.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
So can Boko Haram get help from ISIS in any tangible sense, or is this symbolic?
I think initially we have to look at more of the symbolic nature of the alliance. What Boko Haram has effectively done is claim that Islamic State and its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, is the authority that Boko Haram will seemingly conform to. I think it's very early at this stage to suggest that the Pledge of Allegiance is going to translate into any form of operational and logistical exchange between the two organizations. It's definitely something that we cannot discount from happening in the near future.
Is it possible for ISIS to send insurgents and trainers into Nigeria in the way that the Cubans had operational advisors in Angola for many, many years?
I mean, it's definitely possible. I think that a lot of focus is on the direct linkage between Nigeria and the Levant, where obviously Islamic State is based and where they conduct most of their operations. But often what is overlooked is that Boko Haram is not the first African-based militant group to have pledged allegiance to Islamic State. We've got groups in Algeria, Egypt, and Libya who are currently operating under the Islamic State banner. And there is definitely concerns, and very credible ones at that, that these groups could forge some form of operational linkage between Boko Haram and possibly supply the group with both combatants and other forms of resources in terms of weaponry, financing, and other supplies.
Can you tick down the list of nations where there are insurgents that have declared some sort of allegiance with ISIS?
It's a little bit difficult to do so because in one of its issues of its magazine called Dabiq, Islamic State suggested that they received a pledge of allegiance from various countries, but they couldn't formally announce them because in certain of these countries, there were competing groups, some of which had obviously declared allegiance to Islamic State and others which were either operating independently or possibly even operating as an Al-Qaeda franchise. But we do know, as I mentioned, in North Africa, we've got pledges of allegiance to Islamic State from Libya, from Algeria, from Egypt. There's been pledges made in Afghanistan, obviously some countries in the Levant, Syria and Iraq specifically, which forms the core of the movement. Also in Southern Asia, in Indonesia, possibly even the Philippines, I do believe that Islamic State may be working with groups and currently is in the process of forging some form of formal alliance, you know, with these various militant groups.
Is it conceivable that these groups have access to the same kind of funding that ISIS has in any sense?
I don't think so. Even after groups tend to pledge alliance to Islamic State, we're not seeing a discernible change in their modus operandi. It doesn't seem as if in the immediate term that there's been any exchange of resources or that they have access to, Islamic State resources. I think it's more the perception that these smaller entities, they tend to almost be placed on an elevated pedestal after announcing the allegiance with a transnationalist network as massive as Islamic State, and just not in terms of numbers, but just in terms of their standing, you know, within the international jihadist community. And from a localized level, this adds credibility to these organizations and helps with their recruiting, possibly even helps them with forging some form of patronage, either from Islamic State directly or to some other donors who obviously sees ISIS as being quite a credible entity to provide some form of patronage to.
Well, it would seem that the upgrade is principally in recruiting, both among the local groups that raise their credibility, as you've said, by aligning themselves with ISIS, and also at the level of ISIS itself. Its credibility is bolstered, it would seem.
Most definitely. I think what's core to the discourse regarding ISIS, I mean, in both its video communiques and also just statements the group has made, it's always, you know, postures itself as expanding across various continents, and this current Islamic State that it's founded and forged within the Levant is inevitably going to spread across the world. You know, it's going to reach North Africa, it's going to reach Southern Asia, and when it's got a foothold in a country such as Nigeria, it does really reinforce that narrative that the group is going about achieving its ambitions of becoming this transnationalist network that is building this Islamic State that is, as I mentioned, you know, incorporating various continents and various regions.
The spin of ISIS as it acquires allegiances in Africa. Ryan Cummings is chief Africa analyst for Red 24, a crisis management company that's been following Boko Haram since 2011. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.